UK, video of machete attack on cop emerges, suspect named as Mohammed Radwan. By Jack Montgomery on August 9, 2019. Graphic video of a violent machete attack on an unarmed police officer in London has emerged, as officers come forward to express concern over rising violence against colleagues. Footage obtained by The Sun shows the 28-year-old policeman having toppled onto his back as the attacker, a black male reported to be in his 50s, hurls himself towards him, appearing to bring down his sword-like weapon like an axe. The alleged suspect charged with attempted murder over the attack has been named as Mohammed Radwan of Luton, London. A senior police officer spoke out after the attack, saying the intensity of violence against his officers was a symptom of people having less fear of the police. British newspaper The Times reports his remarks as, "It's shocking, but unfortunately it's not uncommon. I've been in police for a long time, there's certainly a sense of a lack of respect, not just for police but for authority. British police officers do not usually carry firearms or even less lethal weapons such as tasers, but in this incident the attacked officer did happen to be carrying the latter, and a direct hit from it took the wind out of his assailant's sails as he fell on him." A bystander with a thick accent can be heard saying, "Hold him down cuz, hold him," as the attacker is detained, while the officer radios, "I need an ambulance now, I've been stabbed with a machete." Pictures from the aftermath of the attack show the critically injured police officer on his hands and knees with much of his face masked in blood from a head injury, but still holding up his radio to communicate with colleagues. "This was a frenzied and brutal attack on a uniformed officer carrying out his duties," commented the senior officer in charge of the Northeast Command Unit. "What began as a routine vehicle stop transformed very quickly and unexpectedly into an unprovoked attack with a weapon. Despite being repeatedly stabbed, his first thought was to protect his colleague and members of the public," he added. "That's the type of character he is an amazing police officer." One of the officers sent to the scene as backup was the victim's girlfriend, who later wrote that she was heartbroken by what she found in a social media post. "My world fell apart. Words can't fill the thoughts I feel. Best wishes everyone, keep safe and remember to always have your colleagues back," she added. The whole episode was triggered by officers simply pulling over a van with no insurance, with police spokesmen saying this demonstrates how even the most mundane tasks can now escalate into deadly violence. Enough is enough. Police officers should be going home at the end of their shifts. Not to hospital, commented Police Federation Chairman Ken Marsh. The strongest punishments possible must be passed down to those who would attack police officers, protecting the fabric of society. We must protect the protectors. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.